But since Andre's a producer himself, I think maybe they can like work together and really make it work. Cut posted up, I see the J-Town mural, the Black Panther on the banner, and my clique thorough, just left the 850 building to post up on the wall, circles of young rappers that MC'd and slayed them all. 1995, it was me against the world, the infamous polo representer from summer through all the winter, center of attention when spitting kimono dragon venom, never tired but took breaks and told Twack to get them, Batman and Superman, scratch that, the fags and we black superheroes, ski mask and gap man, push him in the bushes, I rob him, no problem.
See, like they're like not even like beats for songs, it just came just out this way.
Mood music?
Kinda, yeah.
Welcome to Fresh to Death. I am half of your listening pleasure. I am Big Phil, aka Northside Itchy.
And I am SP Fresh across all social media platforms. That's who I am, and that's who I be.
Forever and always.
Forever and always, man. I see you got a Fresh to Death shirt on, but it's DEATH.
Yeah, yeah. So before production starts and all that, you know, I just found this on this little website. I'm not even going to shout them out because the service wasn't too hot. They messed up my order. Well, multiple orders. I don't know why I keep ordering from them. That's why I stopped. So they leave stuff out.
Is this a place that had what they do, printed T-shirts or?
Yeah. They randomly put out various printed T-shirts to follow like the sneaker culture and shit like that. Okay. And sometimes the shirts, you know, they'll have little discounts and sales or whatever where some of them fall down to, you know, something as low as like $5 to $7.
Yeah.
So it's like, cool, grab me a couple of those, get a couple of those, throw those in the cart. And then when the order finally makes it to you, it's missing a couple of those and a couple of those. And, and if it even makes it to you at all.
But it, damn.
Right. So I placed orders and, you know, 2-3 weeks passes. I'm calling my bank like, yo.
And they already
took
the money out.
How long should I wait? Right. Like, how long should I wait? They're like, damn, this much time that went by and you ain't got your stuff? We'll go ahead and reverse that, open up a little claim on
claim,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just reverse the funds. And then, sure enough, as soon as that shit happens, guess who gets their shit?
You get your shit.
Then you get your shit. But
you get no like follow-up emails or nothing like that?
This company, man, they kind of shady, man.
Damn.
They give you like one, like, hey, we received your order. And then that'll be it.
That's all you get.
like no tracking number, no nothing. And you just waiting in limbo.
Filthy
like,
sons of bitches.
Yeah, man. I can't do business with people like that, man.
Yeah.
So no shout out to y'all.
No shout out, man.
Yeah. And I fucking wash cars and cut grass in this shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. how much respect I got for you motherfuckers.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, man. What's up with you, man? What's been going on?
Same old shit, man. Just working on a podcast. Like I mentioned last time, my mother-in-law passed away. So, you know, still, you know, being there for my wife and shit and just working through that. But other than that,
yeah,
same shit, man. Happy to be alive.
How's she doing?
She's, you know, overall good. You know, there's nothing you can really tell anyone when, you know, you lost your
right.
pop. So
you just got to go through it.
You got to go through it. That's it.
Yeah.
Got to go through it. So that's what she's dealing with. And I'm happy that I can be here for her. Likewise, she was with me when I lost my mother and shit. So,
yeah,
that's what it is. But overall, man, good. Very fortunate. Very blessed. We moving forward, man.
Good.
We're moving forward. What's going on with you over there?
Oh, one thing I was going to ask you, though. So with your 9-to-5, your regular, everything started back up. Everything's moving.
Everything's moving. Yep.
Everything's moving smooth.
I'm back in the swing of things, man.
good.
Back
good.
Into some good things.
Good. Yeah, with me.
You know, we never mentioned specifically where we work. Is that a conscious thing, or it just never came up?
Maybe it's a better conscious thing.
I think it's better that we don't.
Yeah, I think that's safe. A little safer anyway.
Are you going to tell people at work you got this going on, this whole little project?
Well, they're going to know because they follow me on the gram and all that shit.
Okay.
So, yeah, they'll be tapping in, but...
Not a lot of people I work with really fuck with me on social media.
So you smart.
Very true.
You smart.
But I already know if I let them know I had a podcast...
They be on it.
I already know.
And they gonna give you the business every time you walk through the door.
So I'm contemplating, should I tell them or not?
Nah. If you haven't thus far, I wouldn't.
I mean, I know off the bat, I got at least 20 listeners at work.
We could do without them 20. Yeah. I don't want no stress. No stress, man.
Because I want to talk free and open. You know, I go to work, I do my job.
Right.
Put my best foot forward.
That's why I said I'm going to end up getting fired. I already know it.
Like, yeah, but, you know, that's the work persona. That's the work, Terrence. I'm still who I am. I'm not being like a fraud, no shit like that. But still, some shit is, you know, for my personal life. And this, I'm just speaking. I'm telling my truth behind these microphones.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if I want them to know all of my truth.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I try to change the people's perspective at work on what me and my people do and how we are.
Like, how do you do that?
Like,
you mean niggas?
Yeah, no. I bring the nigga to work. Like, I do that. I'm shooting hoops at my desk. Like, I shoot shots. I got like a little toddler, like little tykes basketball court, like 5 to 7 feet away from my desk with a little rubber basketball.
And you sit at your desk and you go.
And I shoot shots all day in front of everybody. Right. My shot is pretty nice on the little. Matter of fact, I took $10 from a motherfucker on a bet the other day. I hit a 30-foot shot on this little Tykes court. So I bring the nigga them to the white people, right?
So no one says anything about that?
Nah. They shoot shots with me.
Okay,
I didn't buy the damn basketball court.
Oh, okay.
It's they shit anyway.
Oh, I thought you bought this shit and just brought it.
Nah,
it
I just
here.
Made it mine. I just made that shit mine pretty much. But I do pretty much what I would do out here on these streets, kind of in the office.
Do you code switch? Do you change up how you talk when you're at work?
Only when I'm dealing with the clients. If I'm dealing with a customer, I'm definitely going to, you know, switch on the white voice.
Yeah.
You know, make myself friendly and acceptable.
You ever slip into the regular feel?
Depending upon the client. It depends on the client. Like, I mirror, for all those who don't know, I'll be kind of general and vague, but I'm a salesperson. And one thing in sales, you mirror your client. So if they see me and I see them and we see that we pretty much the same, then I'm not about to give you the whole... Hi, now I'll be like, what's good? You all right? How you doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to soften it up. And that's going to make them comfortable and we can actually have a real conversation.
Word up. I mean, I work with kids and occasionally I have to talk to some of their parents and people in the office. So I may switch it up and clean it up a little bit, but I speak how I talk normally pretty much around all my coworkers. You know, maybe mine is not so much profanity. I don't use the word nigga, but... I speak how I speak.
For the record, I don't either.
What, use the word nigga at work? I don't.
I've been called a nigga while working, but I don't use the word.
Because you work with too many white people to use that word.
I work with a lot of white people. Yeah. Also a lot of Hispanics, Asians.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. It kind of stops there. Everything else is like, you know, 4 or 5%.
Any more black people in office?
There's a few. There's been a few more additions since I came on board, so I guess somebody likes me.
Mm-hmm.
When I first came on board, it was two others. And I walked up to them on my lunch break, and I was just like, yo, I want to thank y'all for the job y'all been doing.
You told them that?
Right. Yeah, directly. I'd like to thank y'all for what y'all been doing, because, you know, if they didn't feel good about y'all, they probably wouldn't even have, you know, consider giving me a chance. So I let them know off the bat, you know, thank you. I appreciate it.
Word up.
And so then now it's time for me to put my best foot forward. So, you know, I jumped into the place, did what I had to do. And then after me, you saw various individuals in and out of that place.
Yeah.
You know, some with good performance, some not so good, whatever the case may be. But they get a chance.
Hmm.
So that's kind of the thing that I try to do. I try to change it from within. Just getting y'all used to us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're not bad people. You know what I'm saying? We're not going home with your office supplies. Fuck, we don't need them.
That's an interesting point because I don't so much think about it now, but in years prior, I would think, well, part of my job is to kind of dismantle any stereotype that other people may have about black people.
Mm-hmm.
Not trying to be fake or phony or anything like that. Always being myself, but letting the motherfuckers know we're not a monolith. We're not just one thing. So, yes, I fuck with rap music. I'm a hip-hop head, but I also read. You know, I cook occasionally. I'm into a lot of shit.
Yeah.
That white nerdy show that you only think is for white guys. Oh, I watch that shit too.
Right. Matter of fact, I'm going to put you up on some other shit.
Some other shit. Yeah, we everything. You know? So, like I said, that was when I was younger. I don't really think like that now, but maybe that's still the role of us to be ourself, our authentic self. And maybe people that don't really have that much experience fucking with black people, or at least being around them, can leave us with a broader insight on who we are.
True indeed.
Maybe or maybe not.
Right. Some you can change, some you'll never change.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, so work is good. There has been some ups and downs outside of that, though. I did lose a good close brother of mine, Anthony, mm-hmm. Ace from O-Hood.
Mm-hmm.
He was dealing with some issues or whatever, and he ended up, I still don't even know the full story. I got to talk to his sister, but he was murdered in this homeless encampment up the street.
I heard about that story.
And that was like last Tuesday or something like that.
How old was he?
He was, what, 40? 40, yeah, about 40 years old.
I heard
41.
About that story.
Yeah.
Now, did he live up there?
No, he was homeless.
Okay.
I think he was homeless.
Okay, yeah. I heard about that story, yeah.
Yeah, so his services will be this upcoming Saturday.
Wow.
But, yeah, he used to hang a lot around Wynell. You remember Wynell?
I do remember Wynell, yeah.
Yeah, he used to hang with Wynell real tough.
Probably
around Larry Cox.
Face. Wow, yeah, Larry Cox,
Larry
definitely,
Cox,
yeah.
And, and Jerry, you remember Larry and Jerry? Yeah.
You hear about that story in the Camalitos, that 23-year-old dude was shot by a motherfucker in a wheelchair.
Nah, how long ago was that?
Maybe like 2 or so weeks ago.
Whoa.
Got shot in the Camalitos by a motherfucker in a wheelchair. Witnesses seen him fleeing the scene in a wheelchair. So he popped, son, and just he rolled out. I don't know over what, of course. You know, I hate to see any kind of violence on any level. Don't laugh at that, my nigga.
Skirt out, cuz. Skirt out.
I hate to see any violence on any level.
Right.
You know, but.
Well, you definitely got to protect yourself in a wheelchair. You had a disadvantage.
You know, I'm at a point I have seen throughout my life. I've seen a motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
He's still laughing, man.
Go ahead.
Somebody
I'm
lost
sorry.
Their life.
Go ahead.
This nigga's still laughing.
Oh, for that to be my story? That to be my story? I got clapped down by a nigga in a wheelchair?
Not even 25. In the Camalitos.
Why was you fucking with a man in a wheelchair?
In the Camalitos.
You couldn't just get on the other side and just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, wheel that nigga around.
Yeah, it's probably a lot of variables we don't know about.
Gotcha.
But what I was saying is I've seen many niggas just get jumped in parking lots, just beat the fuck out of. Like, I remember one dude, Vaughn's parking lot, probably 5 or 6 niggas ran up on this one dude.
Mm-hmm.
Murked him. But I used to think, like, damn, Where's the other dude homeboys at to help out? Now that I'm older, you know what I actually think about sometime? What if I see shit like that? I'm like, what did he do? Yeah. I don't know the story. I just see these niggas going at it.
To have 5, 6 niggas
what
against you?
What did he do?
Right.
I never thought like that until recent. Like, What did he do? I put myself in that situation.
He may not be the victim.
Yes, he may not be the victim. At that moment, that's all I see. Right. But I do not know the story.
Mm-hmm.
And I put myself in a similar scenario. Like, what if somebody fucked with me in mines? And then you, if you didn't know me, you see me wilding out on this cat. You're going to be like, yo, what? Why he doing that? Why he beating that nigga with a fat?
Right, right. You gotta know all you the know? Facts.
Man.
You got to have a whole story.
It's a cold world. Yeah. The wolves are out.
Yeah.
It's a cold fucking world.
Yeah.
We're never going to have full peace and harmony, man.
Better
we can work towards
heat.
It, but I don't know if that shit will ever happen, man. It's a cold world. Motherfuckers is hungry.
Well, people got free will, man. That's why, you know, I'm not the biggest person on religion. I didn't go to church today. I didn't go last week or the week before. But I do believe in God. And I do believe God, you know.
Why you don't go to church?
Created people.
Why you don't go to church?
It's, you know, it's 2,000 years after Jesus had walked this earth, and you know, people are still doing crazy shit. It's just a lot. It's a lot of different factors. I mean, I'm not a religious person, so I'm not one to be like, "Yo, your religion is wrong," because it says right here, you know, Jesus had brown skin and curly hair and came from this region, so he can't be the blonde hair, blue-eyed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the person that's going to be like, your shit wrong because y'all was sacrificing lambs to the sun god and whatever, whatnot. Like, I never died before. I don't know nobody that died before and came back and told me what's on the other side. So can't no man on this planet tell me what God is and how it all worked. Now, with all that out the way, I know there's a God.
How do you know that?
Just because I feel it. I feel it, personally.
Why do you believe in God, but you don't really subscribe to religion?
Because religion is man-made. And I'm going to make it up because I want you to do something for me. And it's easy to tell you God said you should do this, rather than me tell you directly. Because you might not have that level of respect for me directly. But you're going to fear God.
So if someone made up the story about God, couldn't they have made up God?
Of course they could have. You know, people may have made up God with their own fears of just what's on the other side. Or just a master manipulator could have came up with the whole concept. But with all the science that they have and all of that, talking about it could have started from a big bang and all of whatever, with all the pressure that we can work with, we should be able to create a small bang. If we can go to the moon and go to Mars and, you know, come up with different carbon elements and break down shit like that, then why can't we create a small bang? If the Big Bang happened and none of these scientific equations existed, we should be able to recreate something.
I wish I had some red wine right now. I need some wine.
You probably want an edible too.
Yeah.
Nah, but I do. I still feel like a spirit, like, you know what I'm saying, within me. And a connection with something bigger than me.
Yeah.
I do believe it was something else, something bigger, something greater than I am. So I believe that. But as far as somebody telling me what that something is and how that all works, fuck out of here.
You know, I went through a time where I was thinking about becoming an atheist.
Mm.
Yeah, it was probably late 20s. I grew up very religious, Black Baptist, Christian church. When I got a little older, I was touring around with the Nation of Islam. And then I went from kind of just living, you know, just saying, I don't know what's out there. And then even questioning, well, do I even believe this shit? You know, I was, you know, I started really getting heavy into podcasts and listening to a lot of different points of views that started making me think differently. Started making me think broader. Not believing and being an atheist is not for me. I'm not a religious guy either. I do believe in God, and I still do pray, and I go off and on. I've never read the Bible full-fledged, so I'm actually reading the Bible now at this age. I go back and forth with reading, though, but...
And where you at now with it?
With my beliefs?
I'm just talking about reading the Bible.
Oh, like what?
Where are you?
Well, shit, I think I'm in... what's after Genesis?
You made it through Genesis?
I made it through Genesis, yeah. I'm serious. What's after Genesis? I don't know. This is how naive I am on the Bible.
Well, you the one reading it? Tell me.
You don't know either?
This is why
I'm reading it.
I can't read it. Like, I try to read it, and then after, God created this on that day, and...
What? I'm check asleep. Out.
I'm sleep.
Why, though?
It puts me to sleep.
Now, I will say this.
For me, it's the language it's written in.
The language is crazy. It is a compelling story, which... I go back and forth like, this is a fucking story. And then I think, well, who created God? If Jesus is the Son of God, well, who was the father of God? Adam was first, and then there was...
God is a spirit, though. It's no father. It's a spirit. It's an overall... There is no beginning. There is no end. It's the Alpha, the Omega.
Always there. It always existed.
That's God. That would be a better way of saying God. Like, yeah, just the all, everything. The everything that you're not. Pretty much. The everything you ain't. You had to come through another human being.
What made God create this world, you think?
Entertainment.
I know, huh?
Entertainment. That's why I gave you niggas free will. So y'all can run around, kill each other, look at each other stupid, say dumb shit, start podcasts. Shit is all entertainment. It's like, a box full of fucking blind mice and shit. I don't know. This shit is... Because it'd be quite boring if you created something and then all you did was have them worship you. Ah, God, you're the greatest. Mm-hmm. Like, I already know that.
That's why I created all this shit. Right?
I already know that. But then to be like, all right, you can do whatever you want. Run around in circles if you want. This is entertainment. I get to kick back and watch the show. It's pretty good.
So you believe in heaven?
See, now we going far.
Oh, no.
Now we going far.
My neighbor got he's a truck driver. And he got that big-ass 18-wheeler. Hold on.
What up, Fresh to Death family? Whenever you have a little time to yourselves throughout the day, make sure you add the Fresh to Death profile to your friends list on Instagram. We'll be posting pics of whatever's interesting to us and hopefully to you as well. Feel free to like or dislike and comment, whatever you got. So help us get the word out, add us, repost our pics to your friends and family. We appreciate the love and support. Fresh to Death out.
So, do you believe in heaven?
Like I said, I don't know nobody ever died before and came back. A pie in the sky, after you die kind of heaven. I'm not so much buying into that. I really don't know what that is.
Do you believe in hell?
Oh, we living in hell.
This shit is hell.
Yeah.
I will agree. Life can be hell on earth. That's without a doubt.
Man.
And why some people are living in heaven on earth. How great it is to be fucking rich. Life must be fantastic. You know, especially if you're healthy.
Yeah.
Fucking incredible. You never want to write. Only if you're healthy. Yeah. That's one common denominator, man. That's health.
Health is
wealth.
Which
is fleeting. Health is fucking wealth, without a doubt.
Right.
So you don't believe in getting cast down to hell and being on fire and all that shit?
I don't know. Like I said, I just don't know. And I don't even care to think about it.
Yeah, I feel you.
When I step up to that plate, after I cross that plane,
damn,
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna know at that point.
Wow.
And then whatever it is, if I got to be judged, if I'm in purgatory, or if I just come back as a fucking pit bull.
Wow.
I mean, whatever it is, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. So I think about that shit too.
I think about that shit too.
Reincarnation?
Yes. Like, I look at my dogs and I'm like, who are you? I'm usually high.
I'm your uncle. You better take good care of me, nigga. You know,
I think about that wild shit. Because you can see the souls in animals.
You can see the soul in the animal?
Yeah.
On
what?
Just messing with you, man. Just messing with you.
That's so wild.
Yeah, they say that animals don't have a soul, though. That's what I heard. Like, they don't, there's no doggy heaven. They can't make it.
I don't know shit.
You don't know nothing about that either? I don't either, man.
I don't know shit, son.
But I know people make a lot of money off that shit.
What?
Telling people where they go after they did.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
they make a ton.
It's a, like we discussed before, it's a pure performance.
Oh my goodness.
You know, and I'm not saying everyone is a false prophet. I know there are some real believers out there, but it's a hustle. It's a hustle.
It is a hustle, and it is some real believers. Like, yeah.
On both
just
sides.
Because it's, in the crowd and, yeah, just because yeah. it's not my personal belief doesn't mean I don't believe that people, like, don't honestly believe in that whole setup and structure.
My mother was one of them.
Jesus died on the cross Absolutely. For your sins. You covered in the blood. Yes. You, right after murdering somebody, right before you about to die, as long as you give your life to Jesus, you can go to heaven. That really concerns me, but I don't know. Maybe they right.
Yeah,
maybe
man.
Maybe they wrong. I don't understand it, but it's bigger than me and too big for me to even try to comprehend.
Yeah, I definitely hear that.
Huh?
Yeah, my mom, she was a believer like that, locked and loaded, man. She subscribed to everything. Very religious woman. Yeah. The hierarchy in my house when I was growing up was religion first, God, Jesus, everything with that. Being on good behavior, respecting my adult, you know, elders and shit like that. Uh-huh. And the third was education. Yeah. The first was God. Anything went wrong, oh, you got to pray. You got to pray to God. Uh-huh. Which what I think growing up like that and when I got of age drove me away from the church. I mean, I grew up in the church, my nigga. Black Baptist church.
Mm-hmm.
Church service all day, then going to a visiting church or having a visiting church come to our church, going to choir rehearsal with my mom,
yeah.
Bible. You know, I grew up, that's how I grew
remember
up.
Them days. I was a part of that too up yeah. until I was maybe 10,
mm-hmm.
at the, about 10 years old. And that's about kind of when I strayed away.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly, you know, we moved around a little bit too. So my church was on the east side of Long Beach. I went to Grant AME. On Alamitos and Anaheim. And we used to travel to churches in Riverside. I was singing the choir. Long trips, long days. One to two services sometimes. You had Bible study on Wednesday nights. Choir rehearsal on Thursday nights. You know what I'm saying? Sunday school. Then all day church service. Sneak out. Get your pack of annihilators. Come back. Creep to the top. We had this little balcony or whatever where all the little kids would creep to. So we was little bad kids in the church. I grew up that way, but man, it wasn't so much my parents or my mom was strict on making me go, but my mom was always busy working. She was a single parent a lot through my childhood.
Yeah.
So I had a set of godparents that were older, and they were the on the mother's board, and you know what I mean, they the bishops of the church and all that, so I couldn't avoid it if I wanted to. But then when I started getting older and I'm playing and hanging out with my friends or whatever, whatnot, and then started messing up in school a little bit, that's kind of what created the divide, because my godparents were kind of, you know, they loved me, they wanted to see me do good, so mm-hmm. they could be good and nice and gentle, but then also be stern and strict at the same time.
Yeah.
So when I started getting these bad grades, I started avoiding them, which in turn, by me avoiding them, I'm also avoiding the church. So mom's wasn't really on my ass that tough about me getting to the church. It was more so my godparents who kept me in that line.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. But my mom was all in that church. She about that church life too. But back then when she was younger, she was also about that party life and that kicking it life and that sinner's life. You know, and as she's older now she's on the mother's board and all that. I'm like, man, if they only know how much this lady cussed me out.
Absolutely. Around what age did she start to make that transition?
Probably when she hit around late 40s.
Yeah.
Late 40s to the 50s.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why that's so common. Because that age, you late realize, 40s into the 50s.
You realize how short your lifespan actually is. 100 years is not very long at all.
No.
You don't even really make it out of your parents' house till you're about 20.
Yeah.
That's one-fifth of your life right there.
Already.
And then you get down these streets, you spend 10 years fucking around, another 10 years perfecting that. Boom. That's 40 down.
That's 40.
Now what? You start now to look what? Up like, oh, this is going by way too quickly.
Yeah.
If I don't buckle down now, you know, anything can happen. Because, like right now, We at the early 40 stage.
Yes, sir.
We done seen so many people die around us.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Your number can get called at any time. So
frightening.
Over the next, say, 10-year period, we're going to see a whole bunch of dudes that we grew up with start to become members of the churches, things like that. They're going to give their life to God, turn things around. It's going to be crazy when I walk in. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be walking in. I don't know how it's going to work. But to see individuals like, I probably shouldn't start naming names, but, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
The homies from Old Hood or the homies from Folk Corner.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or the homies from Boulevard actually like, hey, come down to my church. I'm
real
doing
real niggas.
Right, like.
Nigga, I remember you from 95 and 96.
Didn't you shoot cut?
You know what I'm saying? I remember we was chasing them broads, man.
Right. Right.
I remember you driving that car with no L's, my nigga.
I remember you lacing your blunt, my nigga, like you.
First time I smoked weed was with you. Absolutely.
That's what we're getting ready to see.
If that happens, so is it really because they're starting to realize that, oh, fuck, this shit could be coming to an end. So let me turn to God because all my life, all I've been knowing is God's the savior and I want to go to heaven. So are they turning to religion because of that, or are they really believing in it? Do they really believe in God? Why now?
Right. Yeah. And of course, every case is going to be different. Everybody has their own different reasons. But I believe at that point, when people start really changing over, it's probably because they're worried about what happens next.
Yeah.
They're able to reflect on all the crazy, stupid, dumb shit they've done. And they know they might have the answer to that. Might.
That's wild.
Might. I mean, with our growth, though, there's probably not as many Christians as it used to be.
I don't think it is.
Right. So with our growth, and some of them just still might not give a fuck.
There's still a lot of old niggas out there.
Yeah, and old niggas.
I don't mean
niggas.
Old niggas. I mean old niggas. Not just using the word nigga just to mean it. I mean old niggas.
What's the Boondocks character? Stink Meaner. You got to check out Stink Meaner. Niggas hilarious. So speaking of Sunday service.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Man.
This all right. Your favorite rapper, Kanye West.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Oh, shit.
That was very disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? So,
because you're always quoting some Kanye West.
I want you to take that back and apologize. Nah, I like Kanye. And like I said before, like, like I said before, no. I like the free-spirited Kanye, but I like the bad, evil Kanye.
My nigga, I was editing the episode. You made like 4 Kanye references.
I hate going back to these Kanye references, but he always makes a fucking point. He said, it's broke nigga racism that's that get up out my stove. And then there's rich nigga racism that's come on buy more.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That means I really like him.
I do. I like a certain time period of Kanye. I like the pretty much. I mean, I did like all the young college, the college dropout, all that good shit. But really, after 808 and Heartbreak, I like that, like Yeezus Kanye, all the way up to like Watch the Throne Kanye. Mm-hmm. Like that Kanye is a nigga that he don't give a fuck about nothing and nobody. Don't care. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna wild out. I'm gonna have fun. I like that. It's freedom.
Is Watch the Throne a good album?
Yeah.
I've never really heard that album.
That's a good album. It's like one or two tracks that maybe a few more. Three, four.
I've never really heard Yeezus either.
Yeah. That shit go.
It's hard.
It's hard, but it's hard to me because
you like
artistically, it's like I'm wilding out. It's like
you like
some like heavy metal shit. Nah, I don't.
Why not?
That's that sappy, auto-tunedish love song. It's like depression on wax.
Life of Pablo has some joints on there. That's the first album I really got back into Kanye.
I love Life of Pablo.
And I'll be actually thinking about going down a Kanye rabbit hole because he is dope. Yeah. That's without a doubt. And he did change a lot of shit.
He was dope.
He fought at a lot of these kids.
He was dope.
Chance the Rapper being one. I hear so much Kanye in Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
Fucking,
people shitting on that Chance the Rapper Tyler album now.
I still haven't heard it.
People, I heard it and I thought it was a good album. And I still think it's a good album.
But?
Just, it just turns out that people don't like
positive music.
Positive change. And I think we need to actually go more in that direction, because then you'll have lesser 6ix9ines in the world. You know what I mean? You wouldn't have these stupid motherfuckers out here making up shit, doing dumb shit strictly for the gram, strictly for Twitter, doing dumb shit for the cameras, trying to influence people with dumb shit. Like, this nigga's talking about families, wives, kids, being a man, being a woman, getting married, fucking shit that you actually should be fucking thinking about and doing in real life. Not running around talking about, I ain't snitching on nobody, and now everybody talking about you snitching on everybody. Like,
everybody.
What so, the fuck is that?
Some people think Tekashi may be like a government fed, I guess, or a plant, whatever have you. What you think about that? You got any thoughts?
I couldn't say if he was a plant, but it sure seems that way.
So what, he was using his rap money to fund that Treadway gang with your Bloods, right?
It looks that way. It looks that way. But was he really using his money to do that? We really don't know. He was using their popularity to try to be relevant. We know that for a fact. We don't know where the money was going. Maybe he was just doing a bunch of dumb shit with the fucking money. But
I'm going to sound old as fuck right now. I've never heard one Tekashi song ever in my life.
No, you're not old. That's not dumb. That's up until all this media hype. I mean, that's just not somebody you would probably even go want to look for or pick up. And then once you did hear the first 8 bars, you probably turn it off anyway.
Yeah.
It really sounds like young fuckboy music. Like, I'm the poster boy for young fuckboy shit.
That's wild.
So, yeah, I mean, it's something for everybody. There's young fuckboys that buy young fuckboy shit.
You know who's dope? The Baby. You ever heard him?
I like that kid.
He's dope.
And he be knocking niggas out.
Yeah, like at concerts and shit.
I seen some clip with him at a jewelry store, and somebody came in there on social media, like filming themselves, like, look at the Baby in the background.
For
look, we ain't gonna do nothing. Next thing you know, the camera like cuts, and this nigga's on the ground with his pants around his ankles and his nose broke. Shit is funny as hell, bro. Now, I know that nigga probably is going to pay some money for that.
Yeah.
Do some community service. But,
Cash is still human, and he fresh new to the industry, so.
But people where's like him from? Is what I like, though. It's like I talk that shit and I walk that shit. Like, nigga, I got hands. I'll fuck you up. But he don't even really portray himself as a tough guy.
When
when you really a dude like that's about your shit, then you don't have to put on the front like Tekashi and I got choppers and I'm doing this and whoopty woo woo woo, because that bitch ass nigga almost got knocked out after the shit in L.A. when he was at the airport and them Crips jumped out on him. But when you confident about yourself, then you out there clowning, having fun. The Baby is throwing on fucking like costumes and shit.
Yeah.
He having a blast with it. And that's what it's about. Let your truth be your truth. Like, you ain't got to go out there in front throwing a mean mug. I think niggas should smile more.
Mm-hmm.
Go have fun. Kanye has fun or used to.
You living your dream.
Yeah. What are you mad about? Nigga, you rich. You employing people? You driving nice cars that you never had access to before?
You out the hood,
your
man.
Mama got a house.
You away from the wolves.
Why is you acting like you at war? And it only take one bullet to hit you in one spot and you gone. Done. So why would you even put out that energy to where niggas want to reciprocate that energy and hit you with them bullets?
Mm-hmm.
You should just be like, yo, I made it. I'm finna give y'all some good music. Let's have fun. Turn up. And at the end of the day, go home. Period.
What else you got?
So aside from uninspiring Kanye Sunday services that I've been catching on YouTube, which absolutely have no spiritual value, unanointed. You can't just take a secular record and replace, you know, one word with Jesus, and now it's a Christian gospel record. That shit is wrong, man. These niggas gonna stop playing with God.
So why is he doing that, you think?
Same reason we got religions. You know what I mean? People can bring God into it and create a following. And, I mean, he's married to, like, the biggest social media person out there with the hugest following. I think it's all about followers. He's just trying to, either that or he's playing the devil. You know, the devil was God's musical director, and he looked like a musical director up there, and he's just leading people to hell.
Is this nigga trying to create a new religion, you think?
He been saying he was doing that. Yeah.
That's wild. I've never seen him. I've seen, like, the thumbnails on YouTube, but I've never clicked on it and actually watched the video. But you said some bullshit.
You got to watch it. Because I had no desire to really watch it, but...
Are those regular people in the audience? This is hip-hop.
Some. I think his choir is made up of a bunch of singers who hadn't got their big break.
Yeah.
Who have the opportunity to come together and be a part of this huge choir. And then outside of that, you'll see that there's gates separating the choir from the community or the mass or whatever. And then on the other side, you got, I don't know if they charge for them tickets or everybody can come
free.
Yeah,
that was going to be my next question. Does he charge for that?
Don't know.
He probably has to charge. You think?
I don't think he would. It depends on the venue. It depends on where you at. Because I saw one where he was like in an open space. Maybe it was, he said it was outside of Chicago.
Yeah, like on a green grass field or something like
that. Yeah, and I don't think I can't see him charging for that. But I mean, he could. He's Kanye. He could charge for anything. But
does everybody in the audience wear all white also?
Nah, hell no. I see all kind of labels. It's a goddamn runway show. People show up fitted. People show up with all kind of shit on.
I am interested in what the fuck is it, though? What is he doing?
Leading people to hell.
Well, hold on. We don't know that. I mean, he just started doing this shit out the blue. Very quietly. Because it's Kanye, the shit promoted itself.
Right.
I just wonder.
He was working on an album called Yandy. That never came out.
I think he's supposed to have an album come out pretty soon. Isn't
he? Yeah. Yeah.
Like in the next couple weeks.
And I think it's going to be a gospel album or something like that.
You think so?
Well, from what he says. I don't treat Kanye's work as a gospel album ever. He came out with another album too. Wasn't it an album after Life of Pablo? I forget. Because I remember him calling one of them last albums. Oh, yeah. He did the little five album, seven record
joint.
Oh, yeah,
in 2018.
Yeah, that was an album. Oh, but yeah. So, no, but really, Life of Pablo, though, he said was a gospel album.
He said that.
Life of Pablo.
On this Sunday service shit, is he rapping?
No, I don't know, because I think every Sunday service is a little bit different. The one that I watched, he wasn't. Chance the Rapper came up and did a verse from that Life of Pablo album, which I didn't really like that much either. But
with the song?
The rendition of it. They changed little parts up of the song to make it fitting for the
that light beam
Sunday
song, right?
Service. Right.
Ultra light beam. That's a great song.
So they changed like little words or whatever to make it kind of more gospel-ish. But that's just even more and more horrible. Or more of a reason for me to hate it.
Like, wow.
I just don't get it. Like, don't play with God. Like, leave that part alone. If you want to do anything else, kill, murder, slang dope on a record, do it. But don't play with God.
He's like an Andy Kaufman. Are you aware of who Andy Kaufman is?
Nah, who's that?
He was a comedian. Shit, I should know my shit as well. I believe back in like the 50s or maybe the 60s. No. That was Lenny Bruce. Both of them are wild. Both Lenny Bruce, but Andy Kaufman, which Jim Carrey made a movie about him, which is actually a pretty solid movie. he was just a, I think he was on the show Taxi, and he was a stand-up comedian, but he just lived his life like as this character. Like his whole life was art, mm-hmm. not as a human being creating art. His everyday life was art. It was everything. Mm. And it's like Kanye is like doing wild shit like that. Kanye's aware of who Andy Kaufman is and all those wild people. Lenny Bruce, all those wild people.
Yeah. Niggas fucking weirdo. Anyway. Now, I just want him to get back to, or not even get back to, just move on. Mm-hmm. Move on from this whole little, like, Christ saves shirts, then with the devil on the back, God on the other side. Like, it's just too weird for me. I can't fuck with it. You know what I mean? And I hope he can see it at some point. Like, you know what? Let me go ahead and get my people back. Like, ever since he started spazzing at his concerts and they were shutting his concerts down.
Yeah.
That was kind of like the last part of Kanye. Like, I shut him off at that point. Like, he was done.
Wow.
And he just hasn't bounced back since.
Have you checked out that Wu-Tang documentary?
That Saga or
what? Yeah, the Saga shit.
Oh, the Saga is so fucking dope.
You like it?
I love it. I love it. For one, I love behind the scenes shit. Yeah. I love the backstories.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's some of the backstory they leaving out, of course, you know, because RZA was signed before.
Yeah, they haven't.
And they didn't even touch on that.
They didn't touch on that, no.
But just.
Son to Tommy. Boy.
But it makes a lot of sense because I may be one of the few fortunate people in the United States, you know, who's actually been around a lot of these people because of the homies from the North.
Mm-hmm.
So just seeing how these niggas like kind of coexist and co-mingle with each other just outside of the whole entertainment thing. Like, I would see Ghost hanging with RZA a lot, and I wouldn't see Raekwon that often.
Mm-hmm.
But I know Raekwon and Ghost would do a lot of music together.
Yeah.
So it was always, like, weird to me, like, damn, why them two niggas ain't together, but he always with RZA. And the other person there was Dirty. Old Dirt used to always be with Ghost and RZA. So when I see, like, the Wu Saga in the first episodes with Ray sneaking up through, coming through, and then, you know what I'm saying, how close Ghost was with RZA, I'm like, damn, I was actually kind of seeing that back in 1997.
That's ill. See, that's an ill backstory. Yeah, that is true. Yeah, on the show, Ghost and RZA are very close. I mean... Because Ghost was fucking with RZA's sister, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I guess all this shit is true, right?
I guess. Or it's close, maybe. Yeah, but yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, maybe they might be embellishing, but...
A little, but...
I don't know why they would embellish on that.
They shouldn't. I don't think they... Yeah, they probably are not. But...
Isn't it wild how Ray and Ghost were beefing? Mm-hmm. That Ray shot into Ghost's house? You think that shit is real?
I do think that's real. But just because
they made Cuban Links and they fucking got Iron Man together, fucking classics.
Ghost said them niggas got a chemistry. Ray said they got a chemistry.
But if you said, because yeah, I know at that time you were around those Wu niggas, you would see RZA with Ghost a lot, but Ghost and Ray really wouldn't be together.
Not together so much.
It's just a creative chemistry, but as far as human beings, they may not be as close as someone like me would
imagine them to be. Right.
Wow.
Right.
I love the fact that it exists. I'm caught up on all the episodes, but I want to go back from the beginning and watch the whole shit over again.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I do like it, and it is good. I think it's shot well. I think the actors are doing a solid job. But see, the ill shit is that the dude that's playing RZA, I think he's doing a good job, but I don't really see, not even visually, just his mannerism and how he talks. I don't really get RZA from his performance.
Oh, I do, man.
You do?
I do. Especially when they did the rap battle, like for the $5,000, the concert or whatever, whatnot, and RZA spit that sperm rhyme. and just silence the crowd or whatever.
That was, that's RZA.
But the manner, the way that he moved, the mannerisms, all that, it looked like a young RZA.
I mean, he ducks his head a lot. He kind of almost seems,
like an introvert.
Like an introvert. I mean, RZA could be, because a lot of creatives are introvert. I'm a fucking introvert. But I don't know, RZA doesn't come across as an introvert, but maybe he really is.
He is. He's not like, Bobby's a huge thinker, and he's always steps ahead before shit comes down to play. I had the opportunity to go to a party with these cats, and one of the greatest fucking nights of my life there, man.
Spill the tea, my nigga.
So, look, it was maybe even a Grammy after party or some music awards shit, whatever, whatnot. But we all jump in the vans. We go out. Supreme Team van was out here. My nigga, Lotta Dark Man.
What happened to him?
What?
What happened to him?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
He was from L.A., right?
Nah, he's from Michigan.
For real?
Yeah. Lotta Dark Man, Supreme Team.
I have his Shout fucking out. CD in the closet.
I'm in the Springwater video.
Right?
You should pull that shit up.
I don't even know the song.
Yeah, it's one of Lotta Dark Man joints with featuring Raekwon. But anyway.
Sidebar, hold up. I seen him and talked to him and didn't even know it was him until a little after. I think my man Jason at the time hit me to him. We was in line at a fucking Dilated People's concert.
Uh-huh.
And we was just talking about some regular rap shit. And later on, my nigga Jason hit me like, yo, that's Lotta Dark Man. I'm like, oh, shit, it was him. I didn't even know.
Tall ass nigga.
Yeah, he was tall. Yeah, skinny, dark skinned brother.
Yep.
Wow. Yep. One album, that's it, huh?
Man, he's independent, you know. He was doing his thing, like.
Respect.
Yeah.
Respect.
So anyway, we go up to this party. No, matter of fact, we went to maybe several parties in the same night. One party we walked up in, Mariah Carey thought Miko was Method Man. Shit was crazy.
Wow.
But then, so we left that.
I can kind of see that, though. She's probably drunk.
She had to be on her ass by then, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But
I hear she's a wild
Miko's
woman.
A tall dude.
Yeah,
they both have braids. They both have braids.
I can see that.
And I see RZA, another tall dude next to him. It must be Method Man.
I can see that.
Boom. And I always fuck with Miko to this day. Like, nigga, you could have bagged Mariah. You fucked up. But so we go to this other party, right? So RZA, Old Dirty Bastard, Black Knights, the homie BJ, Dre, Killer Army niggas. You know what I'm saying? We up in this piece. We probably 30, 40 deep at least. My nigga Big Eyes. So RZA's telling us, like, keep an eye on Old Dirty. Old Dirty wilds out. He has a blast. So at this party.
Keep an eye on Old Dirty.
At this party, Wyclef and his cousin, Wyclef's cousin is like the promoter. Like, he set this whole shit up. So the cousin's mad because he let Old Dirty in, and then we bum rushed the door 30 deep. He's like, nigga, I let Old Dirty in. Y'all just fucking, I was only letting him in. I ain't let 30 niggas run in my club. So now we in there partying, chilling. Nobody's checked. We all, you know, whatever, pistols, whatever we got on us. We just in the party. We in the function. And it start getting heated with Wyclef cousin. And RZA's there.
Between Wyclef cousin and who?
And Wu. He's bitching to Bobby about Dirty letting in 30 niggas from the streets. But this is how much of a thinker RZA is. All RZA got to do is snap his fucking finger and be like, get these niggas. Like, the whole time Clef talking to us, or Clef and his cousin got his hand in his coat like he got his hand on his pistol, like he ready to do something. He don't know that you talking to RZA and you talking to Dirt or whoever else is around him, but you don't know that I'm standing directly behind you. Doc Doom is on the other side. You got Miko, you got Twack, you got all kind of niggas around you. Like, we got you surrounded. Your little six shooter or whatever the fuck you got, nigga, you ain't gonna get nothing off. You gonna probably shoot one or two of the homies and we gonna choke you out, take your biscuit, and it's on. But we just looking at RZA. Everybody is looking at RZA. We like, nigga, just say the word. Doc Doom ready to just take off on niggas. Like, we almost about to do it anyway, but we waiting on RZA because of the respect factor. And RZA just like, he says, nah, we're going to leave. And then we like, why? What's going on? You know, we could just knock these niggas out. He was like, nah, the whole industry is here. He's like, the industry already don't want to do business with Wu-Tang. I don't want the word to get out that Wu-Tang broke the party up. We out. Peace. Like, I was just like, damn, it was that simple, though. Like, RZA could have just turned the lights on and turned the lights off with a snap of his fingers, but...
See, that sound like some type A personality shit right there, though.
Man, the nigga, he runs shit.
I know. I mean, it's masterful what he put together.
Yeah.
It was from his creation. I mean, you know, they all contributed, but the thought of Wu-Tang as we know it today, all from his mind.
So with the saga and how the young boy, the character, is running, he's like, he's little brother to Divine. But
Divine is spot on to how Divine actually looks in real life. He's pretty fucking close. You ever seen Divine, how he really looks?
I've never really even paid attention.
Yeah, light-skinned brother like that.
But as far as how he moves with his homeboys, yeah, he's the conductor. The conductor. He's orchestrating all this shit. Even though everybody wasn't all jailed, he can bring you together and make you jail and shit. That shit is dope.
It is dope. I mean, I guess I like it more than I'm letting on. Because it's dope to see how Divine was on his side. And then you have Power, which is another nigga behind the scene. You heard of Power before, right?
Yeah.
And Power and Ray, they cool. So where was who's the Park Hill niggas?
I can't even think of the separation.
Yeah, what is it? Park Hill and Stapleton.
Yeah,
RZA was Stapleton.
What was it? Was it? Because I remember with one episode. I got to go back on all that.
I watch it again. Yeah.
Yeah, because it was one. Because Ghost had made that record against Meth, because Meth had put out some joint. What was it? Yeah, we got to go back to it.
Ghost is Stapleton. I think because Inspector Deck made that song in '99, Rec Room, off his album Uncontrolled Substance on Loud Records. And the beginning of that song, they're chanting, Killer Hill, computer. Killer, Killer Hill, Killer Hill. You ever heard that song?
I got SP.
That's that shit. That song is knocking, though. I mean, Uncontrolled Substance was a solid album. It was just too late. I mean, it came out in '99. And Wu was kind of quiet around then. Ghost didn't really heat shit up until like 2000.
Yeah.
And really, Ghost was holding down the Wu for a lot of years. And then Raekwon took over.
Yeah. I just wish the homies would have took over, man. We really thought the homies was about to be like on the front.
Wu-Tang West, yeah.
West Wu.
I seen, I don't know if it was Double XL or Rap Pages. It wasn't the source, but Miko Nim was on the cover. It wasn't all 9 Wu, but it was RZA was on there. I think Master Killa, maybe Deck. I don't think Ray and Ghost or Meth. I don't think they was on there. It was like Rap Pages or Double XL. I don't remember. Was it the cover or just? I think it was just an article about them in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him about it, he'll tell you. We gotta. Is he out here? Is he in Vegas or is he out here?
Who, Miko?
Yeah.
Nah, I think he's somewhere even further down south now.
Yeah, he went to like
He in some little state like
He did
Texas or Louisiana. Yes. Some
I think
shit
it's
like
Texas.
That.
Yeah,
he out there.
Peace to Miko,
with
MC.
Property.
Yeah, North Story. Yeah, he fucking on his property shit.
Yeah,
solid brother, man. Always been real with me. Never got a chance to build with him though, but yeah. he knew about me. He knew about my beast though.
Miko.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Well, fresh to death, man. It's
time to wrap. Damn, man. Yeah, we knocked out a fucking hour.
Yeah. It flies by fast, man. It definitely does.
It does, man.
Yeah. Any final words, final thoughts, anything like that?
Man, as always, I hope this shit was entertaining, engaging, informative on some level, you know. We build it, man. We trying to make this shit better and better and better. The more I do it, the more I realize that podcasting in itself, it is a craft. This is an art form. So it's definitely something that I want to get better and better at. And we're here. We're doing it, man. Fresh to death.
Fresh to death. We out. Peace. Love y'all.
Enough cold crust like the four sting of anaconda, fierce darts that'll pierce through solid armor, lounge in the barracks with blue and Capadonna, Spider-Man identity, Peter Parker, crowd pleaser, register off the meter, vocal street sweeper, buckshot through the speaker, pleasure seekers, 50,000 in the stands, two fans get it hot like Jamaica sand, conquer land wide like an eagle wingspan, plans man stabbing the track for both hands.
This is Fresh to Death Media Production, recorded in Long Beach, California, Northside 90805.